I'm Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I'd been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Monday, brand new week. Had a great weekend. Went to the Battleborn Conservative Women PAC fundraiser at Las Vegas Country Club. And I got to tell you, Jack Scalia was phenomenal. The character actor and a conservative, no less. Really good. Really good stuff. And we had a lot of fun and met a lot of great people. And it was so much fun. As we do every Monday, we check in with Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. His latest column, which I found fascinating, about how Democrats like to mix religion and politics, but they don't like Republicans doing the same thing. And he joins us. Great column. Well done, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Explain what you mean. The media seems fine with mixing religion and politics as long as you're Democrats.
Well, that's it. I mean, you see things like Cory Booker getting out there and talking about how quoting Psalm 23 and opposing the judge Kavanaugh nomination. You know, and no one cares. Like the media is like, okay, whatever. And last week, Andrew Cuomo, the Pope, came out and said that the death penalty was inadmissible in all cases. And Cuomo tweets out that in solidarity with the Pope, he's going to propose eliminating the death penalty. And it's like, what? Like, you're saying, because of the Pope, I'm going to do this? And it was a nothing story. You Google searched it, and there's, like, no national media attention on it. And it's just like, if you had a Republican come out and say, you know, in solidarity with the Pope, we're going to outlaw abortion, the media would explode. It would be a national story. They'd go to every Republican congressperson and senator and say, do you agree? I mean, is this a violation of the separation of church and state? But, you know, the governor of New York, possible presidential candidate, oh, he's a Democrat. Who cares?
Let me just ask you, is this the first time online that your column has been paired with a picture of the Pope? No, I was thinking about
probably
that as
so.
I was looking at it over the weekend. I said, last night I was looking and said, God, how many columns has he done where the picture from the column is the Pope? It doesn't happen often, does it?
It does not happen often.
Michael Roberson, yeah, okay, yeah, but no.
But not the Pope. But when you kind of follow the news and you know, some things just start grabbing you. And it's just like, you know, if a Republican was doing that, there would be a big story. And to prove my point, Jeff Sessions quoted Romans, I think, 13 in justifying the Trump's enforcement of the immigration law. And the media went nuts. Headlines, Sessions quotes Bibles to justify separating families. You know, his point was larger, basically, that the government has the ability to enforce their own laws. And what really made me laugh was about a year ago, Marco Rubio had been quoting a proverb a day on his Twitter feed. You know, so he put up a verse on his Twitter feed, right? He's a Christian. This shouldn't be some big surprise. There was a big political article about how Senator Rubio is quoting from the most Republican book of the Bible.
Well, the other thing I've always found interesting is, for instance, the Catholic Church is firmly pro-life, absolutely pro-life, but yet we never, yet we've got Democrat candidates. John Kerry was the one that came out maybe most forcefully. Dick Durbin, others who are pro-choice, or at least espouse pro-choice policies, and yet nobody makes a big deal of that. In the media,
I know it's incredible. It's you look at the Catholic teaching over the last 2,000 years, and you know it's very pro-life. It's more pro-life than the Protestant Church in America has been historically, at least if you go back 70, 80 years ago. And so this is not like some obscure piece of Catholic doctrine. I mean, the sanctity of human life has been it's very strongly believed. And basically, they say if you're an elected official and you are promoting pro-abortion policies, you should not be receiving communion. And, the media just, you rarely hear anyone ask about it. You rarely hear anyone, go up to the bishops and say, why is this person getting communion? I did. I asked the Las Vegas bishop, Pepe, I'm sorry for butchering that, but yeah. After the Masto voted against, I think it was the Born Alive Infant Protection Act or the 20-week abortion ban. Anyway, she voted it for a pro-abortion bill, and she's Catholic. And I asked her, "Well, are you guys going to deny her communion?" Yeah, no comment. I mean, it's incredible. And what's so funny is after this death penalty ruling, and not to dive too deeply into Catholic doctrine, but basically this is a brand new ruling, right? Like there's 2,000 years of teaching that the death penalty is at least theoretically permissible, and the Pope basically citing himself says, no, that's totally changed. And so the media goes, go to the Catholic governor of Nebraska and Governor Abbott in Texas, who are both Catholic, and say, well, are you going to keep enforcing the death penalty? I mean, it's a fine question, but why aren't you going to all of the Democrat Catholic politicians over the last 40 years and asking them the same thing about abortion?
We are 90, I believe it's 94 days, maybe 93 days from the midterm elections. I mean, we're coming down to 90 days. And stuff's going to start heating up. We get past Labor Day. A lot of the candidates are going to be up on TV. What do you make of the atmosphere? I've been seeing stuff on, talking about a blue wave. The president's talking about a red wave. What is your sense? I mean, you keep your ear to the ground. You talk with a lot of folks around town, around the state. What are you hearing?
Well, I think Nevada is really a unique state. And, you saw a lot of the country go red, at least presidentially, and some of the Senate candidates in 2016 actually outperformed Trump in states where Trump won. And Nevada went the opposite. We held out blue, and I actually think you're going to see a bit of a reverse of that, is that even if there is a strong blue wave, I mean, if it's too strong, it doesn't matter, but even if some of the other country kind of swings back to the blue, I don't think we're swinging more blue. I think it's an off-year election. Historical data is that Republicans outperform Democrats in terms of turnout. I think you're going to see that as a factor. I mean, does that mean that Dean Heller is guaranteed to win? No, it definitely doesn't mean that he's guaranteed to win. But, the voter registration gap is down 22,000 voters from where it was 2 years ago. That's important for Republicans. So I think you'll definitely see, Democrats who are enthusiastic. But I don't see a tidal wave at this point. And, everything could change depending on what the president tweets, which is a pretty scary position, I think, for Republicans to be in. But, you know, compared to the idea that, well, Republicans just have no chance, I mean, Heller and Laxalt both have very good chances.
Let me just ask you, Dean, about both candidates, Dean Heller and Jackie Rosen, are up on TV. They or their surrogates are up on TV. Is there anything you're taking from any of these ads? It's nasty, but is it real nasty yet?
Yeah, I've been surprised. I mean, Dean Heller's first ad was a vets piece. I mean, really positive, really well-done vets piece, talking about his support for veterans, which is an issue he's been very active on. I am a little surprised that either he or some outside group isn't attempting to define Rosen more, especially in light of the business that she didn't build scandal. You know, the polls show, there's a poll out last week that, you know, I think it was like 25% of the electorate still doesn't know who she is. And so I think it's a pretty big missed opportunity, and maybe they're waiting until after summer starts to try and just define her. I mean, that's enough of the electorate to swing the election. And so if you can define her as someone who's dishonest, who's someone who lies, that can really help frame her in the voters' minds, because people don't know who she is.
I was with Jack Scalia over the weekend, the character actor. He's been in 1,000 movies and TV shows and different things. And he is very active in veterans with all over the country, military, very, very pro-military. And one of the things that I thought about, we've got 300,000 veterans that live in Nevada. You are just back from being a citizen soldier over the weekend. You just did drills. Is it possible that veterans may carry the day when it comes to some of these tight races?
Oh, it's very possible. And I think you see that with Heller and Laxalt both pushing their veteran bona fides. They're talking about the things that they've done. They're talking, I mean, Laxalt created the Office of Military Legal Assistance, providing free legal services for veterans and for those currently, maybe not veterans, but at least those currently on serving. You know, those are real accomplishments, and they're right to tout them, and they're right to talk about them. And of course, you know, there's a political angle to it, is that, I mean, a tenth of the population is a veteran. And then when you add in the people who are the spouses or the children, you know, that's a big chunk of the state. And, you know, they probably tend to be older, and so they're going to be likely voters. I mean, that group matters. And so they're wise to be focused on trying to court that vote.
More coming up. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. What else has he been writing about? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and local now.
Attention, cat owners. The hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
Do you own or operate a business? Do you get free electricity? Me neither. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, or even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at consistent, desired temperatures. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars per year. Check it out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com. One more time, reducemyac.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. 738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop! Real Mexican food you like!
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day!
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now here in the fifth largest school district in the nation. The Clark County School District, they're always asking us for more money. They need more money. And yet you see an example in a column by Victor Jakes the other day that the school board president is putting a trip to Disneyland on her corporate credit card, on the district credit card. This is a sordid story. And Victor Jakes joins us in studio to talk about it. Give us the backstory.
Well, last year, Deanna Wright, school board president, went to Orlando for an anti-bullying conference.
Which would make it Disney World, not
yes.
Land. Sorry about that.
And anyway, the conference ended at 11 a.m. on a Friday, and she turns in an Uber receipt. She reimburses it, but she turns in an Uber receipt that shows her at 9:53 a.m. going from the hotel to Disney World and then like 9:30 that night coming back from Disney World to the hotel, and she left late the next day, which is, so here's what you have. You have the school board president having taxpayers send her to Orlando to this anti-bullying conference. She bails on the conference to go to Disney World. She doesn't come back to Vegas on Friday when she could have come back to Vegas.
And by the way, were there a lot of flights that she could have gotten at 1 o'clock?
There were flights at 1:30, 2:30, and 4:30 that afternoon. I mean,
she had
options to get back to Vegas, but obviously she had planned to go to Disney World when she was making her her travel schedule. And the conference started on a Wednesday. There was one like pre-conference session on Tuesday, and so she flew in on Monday. it's just like, you know, when you're out there begging for money, like maybe you should spend the money you have wisely. And what else is funny is she submitted and got these reimbursed Uber receipts to go get food at different places. So she was at a hotel with food, and you know, sometimes hotels.
So
are,
she did Uber Eats?
No, she like took an Uber somewhere.
Oh, to get food?
To get food, and then came back, and the district reimbursed it. And the hotel doesn't just have food, right? The hotel backs up against a mall. A literal mall. So, I mean, we're talking, you know, just numerous food options, but apparently that was not good enough. She had to take her Uber.
Did you have a chance to quiz her on this?
Well, it's funny. She hasn't been returning my calls since I've been, you know, exposing some of her wrongdoings. So I go to a school board meeting on Wednesday, and I want to, you know, be fair. I mean, this is a pretty explosive charge, and so I want to, you know, give her a chance to talk. And the meeting ends, and she's up there, and I go, "Hey, Trustee Wright, can I talk to you about your travel?" "Nope." "Is there a time I could call you?" "Nope." And then as she's gathering her stuff and scurrying away, I'm like, "Have you ever been to Disney World? We're on a taxpayer-funded conference."
Oh, my God.
And anyway, the next day, she sent me a statement basically saying that she had left the conference an hour early, but that it was really valuable and blah, blah, blah. But not saying, you know, where she went. Of course, she couldn't be that honest with me. And not letting me follow up with some obvious questions like, "Did you attend the rest of the conference?" Or... you know, did you just show up for one or two sessions and then bail out somewhere? Because there was a line item on her travel reimbursement. So she paid for this out of her per diem. But Renaissance F&B, which you assume means Renaissance Hotel Food and Beverage. And there's two Renaissance hotels in Orlando. One is at the airport, which she was about 20 minutes from the airport. So probably not that one. One was at SeaWorld. So, you know... How do you run up a $100 tab at a hotel that's not by your hotel? And I don't know.
How I'm just curious. Have you ever? And I'm assuming the school board does it the same way the city council does it, county commission does it, where they have public questions and you get 3 minutes or whatever it is, and you get to ask a question or you get to make a statement. Have you ever used that as a citizen?
Well, when I was with NPR,
in lieu of being able to get an interview.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird balance. I've thought about that. You know, if they're just going to ignore me, maybe I should just go up there and talk about it when they like literally can't ignore me. But you know, but usually a journalist, even an opinion journalist, wouldn't use that. You know, the media wouldn't use the public comment time to talk about it. But if she keeps running away, maybe I will be forced to talk about that.
I love that idea. More coming up with Victor Jakes. We're going to get into some other issues that are out there. The president's approval ratings keep climbing, and the president seems to be doing a lot of the right things, yet Robert Mueller presses on. What is going to happen? We are told that even by as early as today, we may have an answer as to whether the president will testify before Robert Mueller's investigators. I happen to hope he doesn't. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. It is Monday. Victor Jakes alongside as we continue live and local now.
.790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada, we are your radio program of record. We are live and local now. Great to have you with us. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, with us. Metro Police here in Las Vegas have put out the final report on 1 October. I have not read it cover to cover. I do know that they have a lot of the who, what, where, when, why, but they don't have the why. They have not yet done the why. Victor Jakes, I don't know if you've had a chance to see any of this. What do you make of it?
Well, it's really dissatisfying, you know, not because of, you know, they did anything wrong, but, you know, you would like to know why the gunman responsible for one of the worst mass shootings in American history did it. And it's disconcerting to not know. And that's where we're at. And you know, I guess you can't know everything in life, and this seems like one of those mysteries.
There are going to be many, 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 many wrongful death, negligence, maybe $1 billion worth of damages after 22,000 people were there and a part of this thing. Is there anything that you've seen in this final report that gives you the who screwed up sort of moment?
Well, you know, I think that's what the lawyers are going to fight about. And, you know, I personally continue to think that the person responsible was the gunman. And it's a stretch to hold MGM responsible for someone, you know, breaking their window and using their property inappropriately. And, you know, your heart goes out to everyone who died and was hurt. But, you know, MGM, as unpopular as it may be, they were victimized in this too. And I don't think you get to sue them just because they, you know, they're worth $20 billion.
The idea, though, of MGM Resorts International suing 1,000 victims, 1,000, does that, it may be a great legal strategy, but from a PR standpoint, that can't help MGM Resorts.
Well, I mean, sometimes you've got to choose between PR and legal strategy, and usually the legal strategy wins. And you know, there's not a great way to avoid that headline because it sounds so bad. But when you understand what they're doing, they're not asking for money. They're not blaming those people. They're trying to enforce a law, a federal law. And you know, they may or may not be able to get it enforced. But when you understand what they're doing, it makes sense. I mean, the headline's bad. You know, the kind of thing you see on Twitter, and you're like, oh my word, this is outrageous. But you know, sometimes things can't be explained in 280 characters.
Let me just ask you, will we ever know more? For instance, is there going to be an FBI final report or, like an ATF, alcohol, tobacco, firearms? Are we ever going to have a final report from these other folks? And might we learn more than we did from Metro?
Yeah, there is going to be a final federal report. I think the FBI is taking the lead on it. They expect to release it after October 1st, so after the one-year anniversary. And let's hope they've come up with something on motive. I think everyone in the Valley would very much like to know what in the world possessed this guy to do this. I'm not optimistic that they will, but there will be a report from the federal agency.
While we are talking about gun violence, a city with some of the most stringent gun laws, and I'm talking about Chicago, over the weekend, 70, and this is as of this morning, 71 shot, 11 killed in Chicago, including a beautiful 17-year-old girl who was hoping to start her senior year in high school. We've had this before in Chicago. This is nothing new. This is like third straight year, fourth straight year, something like this. Why can't we stop the killing there?
Well, that's a complicated question, but I think the thing that we can know for sure is that just the government saying you can't have guns does not stop massive gun violence. And so then I think you have to start, you know, looking at the roots, and there's lots of causes of this. I think you go, you know, you look at families, and, you know, are these kids being raised in families with a mom and a dad, or are they being raised by single moms? Because, you know, families with just being raised with one parent, they're much more at risk for, you know, crime, getting involved in gangs. And then I think you start and you look at, well, what are the schools like? You know, we've had public schools in this area. Are they, you know, failing 80% of the kids? Is there any way that we can get some form of school choice in there that maybe gives kids a hope and thinking that, oh, I could actually get out of here and not have to get involved with gangs? Then you look at policing and you say, well, are the police able to go and do proactive policing in these communities, or are they so afraid of lawsuits and, you know, being filmed arresting someone that they're like, okay, well, we'll just respond to violence and let the gangbangers basically, you know, go to town until someone gets shot. And so I don't think there is just, you know, one thing that the government can do or anyone can do, really. You have to start looking at causes and looking at things like that.
I know that there are some people that say, And the president has been very proactive in rooting out MS-13 in cities all across America, arresting, deporting, in some cases killing MS-13 members. And I know there are a lot of people who say, well, why doesn't the president just send in the National Guard to guard the streets of Chicago? The toughest, meanest neighborhoods, send them there and occupy it, essentially. Why can't he do that?
Well, I mean, you don't want to have the president get in a position of sending in the army to occupy a city. I mean, the
but
army. But
71 people shot just on a weekend.
It's outrageous. And but the thing is that the federal government cannot solve all of the problems in the country. And, you know, crime like this is a state and local matter. And obviously, those elected officials are failing. Obviously, there's you know, deep seated, you know, community issues. But the answer for those problems is not to get the federal government involved.
But if the state can't harness this problem, then somebody's got to step. I mean, can the federal government step in legally?
Well,
posse comitatus and all this other stuff that's out there.
I really don't think the president can send federal troops in. That's a definite no-go. I mean, you don't want the precedent of the president saying, and especially in a Democrat stronghold like that, it would just look terrible and be a terrible precedent. You know, if the governor said, okay, we've got a state emergency and I'm going to activate the National Guard, I mean, that's a bit of a different thing because that's the governor doing it. But the idea of the president using federal troops against American citizens, that's really dangerous. And I think that should be avoided at all costs. I mean, even during, I think, Katrina, there was some concern about, you know, how can we use the federal troops because they're federal, you know, and we can't be using America's army against American citizens. I mean, that's
but if the government, but am I right? And this is a part of posse comitatus, that if a governor asks for federal troops, and clearly Rahm Emanuel, the mayor, he can't stop this. I mean, we've got more long hot summer days ahead in Chicago before the weather starts turning nice.
Yeah, I mean, the governor, I think, would be the person. I mean, he can act. He is the commander in chief of the Illinois National Guard, so he can activate the Illinois National Guard. And if he wanted to bring them in and you know, declare martial law or keep people off the streets for certain, not martial law. I apologize, a curfew. If he wanted to establish a curfew, you know, that's something that he can do. He can bring in the Illinois National Guard units. And that would be much more appropriate. But again, I think the thing is you look at it, and I'd be very curious to see what their policing strategy is. You know, is it proactive, or are the cops in Chicago so afraid of the politicians blaming them for something going wrong that they've just said, look, we're not going to be proactive in our policing? Because we've seen that. You look at Baltimore, right? After, I think it was Freddie Gray, the Baltimore cops just said, okay, look, we're done. You know, we will respond, but we will not prevent, and violent crime shot up.
Wow, that's a little scary. I want to end with maybe a slightly lighter note, that there's a difference of opinion in the first family regarding LeBron James, and the president was tweeting out over the weekend about LeBron James, and then Melania tweets her support or puts out a statement supporting LeBron James. Who's right, who's wrong? And this, by the way, this is not unlike in a lot of American families where the, you know, one spouse says one thing and the other spouse believes in something else.
Well, put me on Team Melania for this one. I mean, LeBron James is a role model in a lot of ways. Obviously, he's an incredible basketball player. But, you know, he's building a family. I think he's got three kids. He's you know, married. You know, that's exactly what we need, you know, whatever.
A solid citizen.
He just started a school in Akron or Cleveland, charter school. You know, he should be held up as the example of, you know, look, you work hard, you make good decisions, you get married, you raise kids, you give back to your community. I mean, this is a role model. And I just think it's a mistake. You know, and I think what's motivating Trump is what usually motivates him is if someone criticizes him, he criticizes them. And I think that's what's happened, is that LeBron James criticized him, and so he just criticized him.
Oh, that the president was being divisive and that he was causing us to be divided.
Right. And
the president was counterpunching.
Yeah, except I think counterpunching is the wrong term because LeBron James is not your political opponent. You know, he's a basketball player and a private citizen, and he's not running for office. He's not running against you. He doesn't represent the Democratic Party. And so you should just say, you know, I applaud the things that he's doing that are good and just have the self-restraint to not attack him because he happened to criticize you. But that's Donald Trump. He has very thin skin.
When was the last time, though, you saw such a public difference of opinion within the family residence? And very publicly. I mean, this there may be things that Michelle Obama disagreed with Barack Obama on as far as policy, but it didn't get an airing quite like this, where it was very obvious that one guy's tweeting one thing and the gal is tweeting the other thing. I mean, very, very different opinions.
Well, it is. I mean, I think that's a function of Trump. You know, basically he live tweets his reactions to stuff he sees on TV, which is not the best quality for the president of the United States. And so you see things like Ivanka going on and saying that, you know, she doesn't believe. And she said something positive about the media, right? And then she said that she disagreed with the family separation policy. And so I think you've seen this a lot where Trump, you know, goes out there and sometimes he's right, sometimes he's wrong. And the family is kind of, you know, walking him back or at least saying, you know, look, that's just dad or that's just just the husband. And of course, he happens to be the president of the United States. But, you know, in 12 hours, he may not believe that. So, I think that was a mistake. It was, a big mistake. It was wrong.
One thing I want to point out. That he is, Victor Jakes is here in studio after a weekend of drilling. Explain what happens. You are a citizen soldier. Explain what you do, how you do, and that once a month you got to go away.
Well, so National Guard, you know, the commercial, 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year, that's pretty accurate. You know, so once a month I do a drill, and we've got an armory just across from the South Point, and so it's you know, just you go there and you do your training. And this week it was a lot of classes, so not as exciting as it sometimes is. But that's the Army.
No. But I think it's great, and I applaud you for it, and I'm so proud of you because you're my friend, but you're also a citizen soldier. You're also a great columnist and a great family guy. But, hey, one weekend a month, you go away and you go do your thing. So thank you on behalf of all of us for doing what you do. We will do this again next Monday. How about it?
I look forward to it.
Oh, and by the way, next Monday, you know what else happens? I think the Munchkins are back in school.
That's right. Prepare for the traffic.
Do you have all your back-to-school stuff done?
We homeschool, so it's a little different.
You don't even worry about that.
We're not starting in the middle of August. I mean, I understand why they're doing it. They want to get.
Do you make the kids wear uniforms?
No.
Even though you homeschool?
Oh, goodness, no.
Come on, we want discipline. We're gonna make sure all the kids wear uniforms. I like that.
We have whistles and everything. You know?
Oh, I love it. That's Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal. You have yourself a great week, will you?
Thank you, too.
Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust, trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now, the president was out on the road this weekend. I love this when the president goes out and does a rally speech. This week, he did rally speeches in Tampa and Wilkes-Barre, PA, and in Ohio as well. I want you to hear this rant on the fake news media, why they love and hate Trump rallies. Listen to the president in Ohio.
So we've started the wall, $1.6 billion. We're fixing walls all over the border. And we're going to start to get very nasty over the wall. You know, the Democrats, anything I want, and it's not even the Republicans. I don't know if they care about the Republicans. They care about me. They're very concerned. Anything I want, they want to oppose. You know, I just figured out how to do the wall. I'll say, I don't want to build the wall, and they'll insist on building it. That's... I just figured that out right now. So Bob Casey doesn't mind MS-13 coming in. These are the slicers. They slice people up, and they're... And remember I called them animal, and Nancy Pelosi scolded me. How dare he call another human being an animal? They're animals. Bob Casey wants to fire the incredible men and women of ICE. He wants to abolish ICE. Because he's weak. And let me just tell you something. These people are so tough, and you need tough, because the only thing that MS-13 and these gangs that we're throwing the hell out of here at record numbers, we're doing a good job. But the only thing that these gangs understand is tough.
I love it. I love it when the president goes out on the stump like that and starts calling people out. I love that. I think that is so cool. Coming up, the clock is ticking. Yeah. What is it? By the 1st of October, Mitch McConnell and the president want to have a confirmation vote on Brett Kavanaugh, so that Brett Kavanaugh will be ready to take his seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. But think about this. Is there a possible connection between Brett Kavanaugh and Yucca Mountain? Think about that a minute. Is it possible that there is a connection? Katie Tubb is a policy analyst for the Institute for Economic Freedom. She will talk about the connection between Judge Brett Kavanaugh and Yucca Mountain. To those of you that care deeply about Yucca Mountain, on all sides of the argument, you're gonna want to hear what Katie Tubb has to say, because this could be Yucca Mountain could end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. And Brett Kavanaugh could be a deciding vote one way or another. And by the way, how is the meet and greet tour going? Kavanaugh is going door to door, talking to as many Democrats as he possibly can. Hey, don't forget, all in studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of real water. With real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water, available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of $2 for $3. By the way, you want to save even more money? Go to realwaterhomedelivery.com. Real water. homedelivery.com. I'm Kevin Wall. The program's live and local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016. Or check them out at skclv.com.